Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to the book of Psalms, Psalm 34. In Psalm 34, verse 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Everybody say that out loud. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Verse 10 says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, is added by the translators. But is good not limited to good thing? Just good, including good things, but good not limited to things. Who's going to not want any good? Those that what?
Seek the Lord.
Now, it's not just going to automatically fall on you. You have to seek it.
Amen.
You have to pursue it.
Amen.
You have to look for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Reach for it.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? Seek, and you shall find.
Yes.
Ask, you shall receive. It'll be given to you.
Yes.
Knock, and it'll be open to you. You why? The Bible said, you have not, because you didn't ask.
Amen.
Right? Then he goes on to talk about you don't receive if you asked wrongly. You got to ask in
faith.
Amen. Right heart, right motive, faith. But if you don't have because you didn't ask, well, then you don't find because you didn't seek. It's not open because you didn't knock.
Amen.
A lot of folks are waiting on the Lord when it's not His move. It's our move to seek, ask, knock. Well, Hebrews 11, we talked about this. Hebrews 11, 6. He said, without faith, it's what?
Impossible.
Difficult. Challenging. Impossible? It's the same idea that you see in the Scripture where it says it's impossible for God to lie. What does that mean? That means it ain't going to happen. Can't happen, not going to happen. Well, what's not going to happen here? You're not going to please Him. No matter what you do. You know, no matter how much you pray, it's not going to please God unless you prayed in faith. No matter how much you give, you could give huge sums of money. But it's not going to please God unless you do it in faith. Everything that you do, you can't impress God with your mind or with your action. You can't write a big check and God go, whoo, look at that. You can't impress Him with a big number. He creates stars and planets. You know what does touch Him and impress Him? Jesus revealed the heart of the Father in everything that He said and did. And on more than one occasion, He remarked and said, and this is the Keith Moore paraphrase, I hadn't seen faith like that in the whole country.
Yeah.
What impressed the Master?
Faith.
Hallelujah. And we know everything He's saying and expressing is a direct revelation of the Father Himself.
Yes.
So faith impresses and pleases God.
Amen.
Who's not easily impressed?
Amen.
When you've seen everything like He has. And yet, did you know the Bible says in 1 Peter that God is going to praise our faith in time to come. Now that's a thought.
It is.
What a thought.
Yeah.
when all this is over. And those that have had faith in Him and been faithful to Him, He's going to praise their faith. God.
Hallelujah.
Whoo.
Yeah.
How about us having some then?
Yeah.
Right? How about us having some? The just shall live by faith. Walk by faith. This is a victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Can you begin to see why we got that on the front of the church and the sign and everything?
Yeah.
Faith life. What kind of life we live in? A faith life.
Yes.
We live in a faith life. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe. And he mentions two things that you have to believe in order to come to God and please God with faith. What are they? Number one, you got to believe that God is. God's real. He exists. And He's God. Creator of the heavens and the earth. How many are absolutely convinced? You are fully persuaded. God is. He is. He's real. I know there's a lot of folks don't believe it today. Scattered throughout the world and country, they've become educated. They think religion is a crutch for the weak-minded. But the Bible says, if you don't believe there's a God, you're the fool.
That's right.
The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
That's right.
No, you must believe that He is. Somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
God is.
God is.
And what else do you have to believe? A lot of Christians believe that first one. But they don't go the rest of the way.
That's right.
They don't believe the next part.
That's right.
What else must you believe? You must believe He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
A rewarder.
Amen.
A rewarder.
Amen.
You know what another way of saying this is? You got to believe He's a good God.
Amen.
Why? Why would you say that? I got scripture for it. I knew you'd want to know the scriptures. The Bible says concerning Him that those that seek Him are going to find good. Ezra is one such place. Don't turn there, but Ezra 8:22 says, the hand of our God, I'm part of it here, is upon all them for good that seek Him. The latter part of the verse. The hand of our God is upon all them, what? For good that seek Him. The Young's literal says the hand of our God is upon all seeking Him for good. That's a very literal translation of the original Hebrew. The hand of our God is upon all seeking Him for good. For good. When you seek Him, what are you going to find? Because God is good. If you're looking for God, you're looking for good. God is good. Right? If you're looking for something bad, you're not looking for God. Because He's not bad. He's good. The scripture talks about the goodness of God throughout the entire Bible. Genesis to Revelation. You see it over and over and over. And it is a phrase that is common and popular throughout Christendom. It'd be hard to find a Christian anywhere that you say, is God good or is He not good? And they would say, God's good. And yet, many millions of church-going people will turn right around and tell you in some form or fashion that God did something bad. Well, that doesn't work. Because the same Bible tells us that good comes out of the good. And evil comes out of evil. If God does evil, then part of Him is evil. If evil comes out of Him. then part of him is evil. And there's a lot of people, whether they want to say it or not, or how they want to say it, they believe God has a dark side. No matter how they want to express it, they do. And when we started praying a couple of years ago and as a church believing for God to show us what's Him and what's not Him, the further we go, it's getting clearer to me. What we're on right now, the goodness of God, is a direct answer to that prayer.
Amen.
And I can see it begins strongly with us when the Lord gave us the series called You Choose. Now, if you haven't heard that, let me encourage you. Get it and study through that with us. Because we deal with some errors in the church. Well, like what? Like God is in control. Somebody said error? Yeah. And like everything happens for a reason. How much of the church world believes those two things? God is in control. Total control of everything. And everything happens for a reason. Well, it must be a reason. Well, I'm sure there is a reason. That don't mean it was God's will. That the reason was God's will or God's plan. And what we begin to see here too is that people are calling evil good and good evil and attributing evil things to God. People are telling and saying, preachers are saying, that God will put cancer on you. God is putting AIDS on people. That God is sent a tornado into a mobile home park and killed children. And people stand and weep over the caskets of children, and the pastors tell them God needed another angel in the choir and we just don't understand it, but everything works out for the good and there must have been some reason. Those things are not true.
Amen.
Right. They're not true. People getting killed in storms is evil.
Yes.
It's bad.
Yes.
It's not good.
Right.
Destruction, stealing, killing, destroying is evil.
Yes.
And it's not good. And because it's not good, it's not God.
Amen.
I said it's not God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.